Yesterday we discussed the Memches Kinyanei Torah, the 48 ways to acquire the Torah. There are three in a row: Shimush Chachamim, Diktuk Chaveirim, and Pilpul Talmidim. Serving, attending to the Chachamim. Diktuk Chaveirim we discussed last night. We said there are two approaches. Either it means Chaveirim, learning together, sharpening each other, learning B'chavura, learning B'chavruso, we better understand each other. Or we quoted a pshat at the end of our talk last night, that it means choosing your friends. Choosing your friends carefully is a step to acquire the Torah. And tonight we discussed Pilpul HaTalmidim. Pilpul HaTalmidim, literally the sharpening of Talmidim. Pilpul comes from the word pilpel, a pepper, sharpening. And here too, we have two approaches in the Mefarshim, and I'd like to share with you a third of my own. One approach is that the Rebbe, the teacher, is sharpened, comes to a greater understanding, greater clarity, a deeper Havana through his students. We quoted the Gemara last night in Tainis and Daf Zayin, where Rav says, I learned a lot from my Rebbeim, and even more than my Rebbeim, I learned from my friends, even more from my friends, I learned from my students, mi talmidai yoser mikulam. When the student, and here we should point out, it doesn't just mean a teacher and a student, we all have students, whether it's our children, our grandchildren, it's people working under us at work. They're all considered our students. They sharpen us. They ask questions. When we explain something to someone, we researched it. We developed a thought. People are hearing it. They're more curious. The curiosity piques and triggers questions. Students, they prod, they search, they dig. Pilpel also means to dig in the verb form. And they sharpen the mind of the teacher. And as a teacher, as a Rebbe, as a Rav, I've seen this countless times. You could prepare a Gemara, you could prepare a text, and you think you understand it so clearly. And a student asks a question, you realize you don't really have it so clearly. And there's another layer of understanding. Our children, all the time, we could be learning a pasuk in Chumash. We could be explaining a simple concept in cooking, even. And a child asks a question, a congregant asks a question, and it totally reshapes and redefines our understanding. Pilpel Talmidim refers to the teacher, the rabbi, the rebbe, the parent, the superior, gets a greater understanding through the students. Pilpel Talmidim, that's one explanation. The other explanation found in Mefarshim is Pilpel Talmidim means the students themselves sharpen each other. When students learn together, They want to attack each other. Sometimes it's shalol shem shemayim. It's about us winning, the students. But when they attack, they're in that attack mode. They themselves have a greater understanding. Now that explanation only works with the second pshat from last night. If diktuk chaveirim means chaveirim learning together, then pilpul talmidim can't mean the students sharpening each other, because that's diktuk chaveirim. But if diktuk chaveirim means choosing your friends, so then it makes a lot of sense. The next step after choosing a friend is pilpul talmidim, learning together. Those are the two classic approaches found in the Mefarshim. Either pilpul talmidim, the rabbi, the teacher, the parent, the supervisor is granted a greater understanding and attains a greater clarity when the students push and prod and poke, or it means students learning together. It's pilpul talmidim. I'd like to suggest another explanation. There's a Gemara in Tainis on Daf Zayin, the very next Gemara. The Gemara says on Daf Zayin and Aleph, I'd like to read just a line or two to you. Omar, no, I lost it for a second. Okay, Omar Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Lama Nimshal Torah Leitz? Why is Torah compared to Eitz? Shenemar Eitz Chayim Hil Machazikim Ba. Eitz Chaim, the Torah is Eitz Chaim, it's compared to a tree. Why is Torah compared to a tree? And says the Gemara, Lomar Lecha, to teach us, Ma Eitz, Katan Madlik Es HaGadol, Af Torah, Af Tamnei Chachamim, Ketanim Mechadidim Es HaGadolim. Just like when it comes to wood, a small branch, a small twig that catches fire, could inflame and light up the entire tree, so too Torah, the young ones, the little ones, can sharpen, can, so to speak, engulf in flames the Talmidei Chachamim, those who are older. and I think it could be what this Mishnah means, Pilpul HaTalmidim, is that the elders, the Rebbeim, the Rabbanim, the teachers, the parents, the experienced ones, can learn from the passion which is expressed by fire in the young ones. There's a certain passion, a fire, a yearning for understanding, for Torah, for knowledge. In young students, when they learn for the first time, when they say brachos, when they daven, there's a fire, there's a passion. And those of us who have been doing this for a long time, we're a little bit more chilled out, we're a little more relaxed, we're a little bit more mature and experienced. So Pilpul Tamidim from Pilpul, also pepper, is hot. Learn from the chom, the fire, the passion, the pepper of the students, so we too, as we're older, more experienced, more mature, can have that passion as well. Maybe that's the third understanding in Pilpul HaTalmidim. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day as we try to be zocheh.